is going to be number 21, Jalen Austin, 6-foot junior out of Helena, Alabama. And also playing guard is going to be number 22, Zariah Bankston, a 5'9" senior out of McDonough, Georgia. And also playing the last guard position for West Georgia is going to be number 24, Taya Campbell, the 5'9" graduate senior out of Waterloo. And now we'll take a quick look at UWA starting lineups. At forward and guard tonight for the Tigers will be number 1, Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Tasia, 5'11" senior out of LaGrange, Georgia. And also at guard will be number 2, Bria Dent, the 5'9" junior out of Birmingham, Alabama. And also playing guard will be number 4, Jada Golden. Jada, 5'9" senior out of Coleman, Alabama. Transfer from Wallace State Community College. And playing guard will be number 5, Lauren Lilly, 5'8" senior out of Montevallo, Alabama. Transfer from Enterprise State Community College. And also playing guard tonight for the Tigers will be number 25, Justina Butler. She's a 5'7" junior out of Bloomington, Minnesota. A transfer from North Dakota State. And that rounds up both teams' starting lineups as West Georgia is coached by head coach Scott Groninger and is assisted by Chatil Bradford and Josh McKeever. And UWA is coached by head coach Rusty Cram, and he is assisted by Veronica Ryan, Jeffrey Lovell, and Sydney Bozeman. And that is both starting lineups for the Tigers and the Wolves and the head coaches for both teams. As taking a look at West Georgia, what they've done here recently. Again, they're 8-11, and in the conference play, they're 5-9. And in their last game, they were defeated by Lee, 76-55. Before that, they hosted Auburn Montgomery and got a win, 73-62. And also got a win against Christian Brothers, 93-89. And UWA, in their last few games, they went on the road to West Florida and got the win down in Pensacola, 65-49. And then went up to Valdosta, Georgia, and was defeated by Valdosta in a tough game, 92-61. And then at Shorter this past Wednesday, had the loss against Shorter, 71-69, in a tough game for UWA's women's basketball team. And wrapping up the schedule for the Tigers today against West Georgia, and Wednesday night, Tigers will host UAH here in Livingston in Pruitt Hall Gymnasium. And then Saturday, February 19th, UWA will go on the road to Union. Tip off for the women's game is 2 p.m. and the men will tip off at 4 p.m. up in Jackson, Tennessee. And we'll be on the air for that one with you. And then on Monday, UWA heads to Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee for a makeup game that will only be the women's game. Tip off for that one is 5 p.m. And then on Thursday, February 24th, the Tigers return to home for the last two game stretch of the regular season. They'll host Delta State on Thursday, February 24th, and then on Saturday, February 26th, we'll host Mississippi College in Livingston, Alabama. We will take a quick look at where the conference standings are entering today's game. If I can get it pulled up here. Sorry about the delay. Okay, here we go. So in first place is Union, 13-0, Valdosta State in second with a 13-2 record, Lee in third with an 11-2 record, West Florida 10-5, and then West Alabama in fifth place with a 7-6 record, Delta State behind the Tigers with an 8-7 record, Mississippi College with a 7-8 record, Montevallo 7-8 record, Christian Brothers with a 6-10 record, and then West Georgia's got a 5-9 record. So the Tigers in conference play in the GSC standings are fifth, and West Georgia is 10th right now. Both teams are fighting to get a berth in the GSC playoffs. So today is sure to be a good one in the conference. Union already wrapped up, getting a conference spot in the tournament. Valdosta State also, and Lee has also gotten a conference, clinched a conference spot in the tournament. So we will take a short break here as we have the national anthem here from Pruitt Hall. Still a good opportunity to come out and watch the game. Tip off is set for just a few minutes, but it is okay to arrive late to support your Tigers in today's game against West Georgia. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll bring you tip off here from Pruitt Hall. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 104.9.
Oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Papa, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan, we've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here in Livingston, Alabama, as we're just moments away from tip-off against West Georgia in this GSC basketball game. UWA's got a 13-8 record. West Georgia with their 8-11 record, excuse me. As they announce the starting lineups here. Now they're announcing the starting lineups for the Tigers. UWA is going to be in their home white jerseys with red letters and red numbers. West Georgia in their road blue jerseys with red numbers, red numbers and white letters. as Tasia Garrett Hammett will be jumping for the Tigers. And the head official brings the ball in the air, throws it, and the tip-off is going to be controlled by the Tigers as Butler gets it to Golden. Golden dribbles it right side. Gets it right side to Butler, to Tasia. Tasia loses the ball, and they are fighting over it, and it'll be controlled by the Wolves. Tasia steals it. Tasia's driving in. She stops, goes up, left-handed layup is no good, but she's fouled on the play. So she will head to the foul line to shoot a pair. With 9:38 remaining on the game clock. So Tasia sets in at the foul line. First one is up and no good for Tasia. Tasia sets in for the second one. The free throw is up, and she makes it a 1-0 game for the Tigers' lead. And Sierra Carter will check out for the Wolves. And Valencia Carroll will check in for the Wolves. West Georgia brings it up, passes it right side, inside pass. And now a travel is going to be issued on Zariah Bankston. So that'll be a West Georgia turnover. The Wolves look like they're going to press a little bit. Bria Dent gets it to Lily, back to Dent. And Dent crosses midcourt. Hands it off to Golden. Golden calls out the Tiger play. And she pivots. Dribbles it right side. Right side pass to Lily. Up to Butler. Right side to Lily. Lily stops to Golden. Golden, top of the arc. Three ball is up and no good. Rebound to Butler. Butler goes up. Layup is up. No good. Rebound is controlled by the Wolves. And so Holder's coming the other way with it. Bankston hands it off to Holder. Holder drives in, and she falls to the ground, and they'll call a foul on Bria Dent. That'll be her first of the game for West Georgia. Second team foul for West Georgia. First for Holder. Bankston, top of the arc. Excuse me, first for Bria Dent. First team foul for the Tigers as Holder passes it back to Campbell. Campbell stops. Inside pass. And on the block, goes up strong. Layup is up and good to put West Georgia up 2-1. Golden gets it to Dent. Dent on the right wing. Right side pass to Lauren Lilly. Lilly in the corner. Passes it up top to Dent. Left side to Golden. Golden to Dent. Dent. Spot up, three ball is up, and she buries it. 4-2 is your score. West Alabama leads it with 8:04 remaining. Carroll passes it to Holder. Holder, left side pass goes to Campbell. Campbell on the left wing, dribbles it top of the arc. Passes it to Bankston. Bankston, top of the arc, drives in the left side. She stops, goes up, and a foul is going to be called on Tasia Garrett Hammett. That'll be her first of the game. So West Georgia's got the ball on the right wing. She stops, gets it to Bankston. Bankston drives in, goes up, layup is up, no good. Rebound is controlled by Lauren Lilly. Lilly gets ahead to Golden. Golden coming the other way with it on the right side of the court. And she goes to work. She hands it off to Dent. Dent stops. Left side to Tasia. Tasia begins to dribble on the left wing. Shot clock's at 15. 7:21 remaining in the ballgame in the first period. Inside pass to Bria Dent. Out to Butler in the corner. Three ball is up. No good. Rebound goes to West Georgia. Coming the other way with it is Holder. Holder stops in the lane. Spins around. Passes outside to Carroll. Excuse me. That's Campbell who shoots a three. Misses it. Rebound goes to Lauren Lilly. Lilly gets it to Golden. Golden crosses midcourt on the right side. Right side to Butler. Butler up top to Tasia. Tasia left side to Golden. Golden up top to Tasia. Right side to Lauren Lilly. Spot up three ball is up, and she buries it as well to put the Tigers up 7-2 with 6:42 remaining in the opening period. Holder has it on the right wing. Up top to Carroll. Carroll, inside pass to Austin. Austin drives in, loses it. It's going to be stolen by Justina Butler. Butler crosses midcourt for the Tigers. Right side to Jada Golden. Golden to Tasia. Tasia, left side to Butler. Butler up top to Lauren Lilly. Right side to Jada Golden. And pass is going to be stolen away by Valencia Carroll. Carroll coming the other way with it. Inside pass, batted out of bounds by Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Nice start here defensively for the Tigers, as it is a 7-2 ball game with 6:01 remaining here in the first period. Zoe Watts checks in. Bria Dent checks out for UWA. West Georgia set to trigger it in. Below their basket, inside pass, in the paint, goes up, no good. Rebound is controlled by West Georgia. Carter, turnaround jump shot's up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay West Georgia basketball. With 5:52 remaining. Tigers lead it 7-2 here in Pruitt Hall. West Georgia inbounds it under the basket, kicks it outside to Verdell, who drives in. Layup is up and no good. Rebound goes to Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Tasia to Jada Golden. Golden on the right side. She backs it out. Right side to Justina Butler. Butler takes a pass inside, up top to Lauren Lilly. Lilly to Golden. Golden inside to Watts. Watts in the post. Goes to work. Outside pass to Golden. To Lilly. Three ball is up, and it's good. 10-2 lead for the Tigers. 5:20 remaining here in the first period. Carter crosses midcourt. Stops. Right side pass goes to Campbell. Campbell in the corner. Brings it up top. Top of the key. Left side pass goes to Carroll. Carroll on the left wing. 15 on the shot clock. 5:02 remaining in the first period. Carroll drives in right side. Floater is up. No good. Rebound to Justina Butler. Butler to Lilly. Tigers have numbers. 2-on-1. Lilly drives in. Pump fakes. Goes up. No good. Rebound is controlled by Jalen Austin for the Wolves. Sierra Carter now has it. She crosses midcourt. Left side. Cross-court pass goes to Carroll. Carroll inside pass. Going to be batted out of bounds. And it will be stay West Georgia basketball. And we have immediate timeout. So we'll take a short break as UWA leads West Georgia 10-2. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 1049.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Back to Pruitt Hall. Augusta Arnold checks in. Passes right side to Jada Golden. Back to Arnold. Arnold to Dent. The post. Dent turns around. Fadeaway jump shot's up and good to make the score 12-5. Defense! 3:53 remaining. West Georgia's got the ball here in the first period, trailing by 7 to UWA. Right side pass for West Georgia. Three ball up, and it's short. Goes out of bounds. No, it doesn't. Saved by Jada Golden. She's coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt on the right wing. She stops, spins back around. Gives it to Lily, right side. Lily on the right wing to Watts. Watts, left side to Golden. She drives in, goes up strong. Layup is up, and it's good. 14-5, Tigers lead with 3:24 remaining in the first period. Bankston for the Wolves, crosses midcourt. Dribbles it left side. She stops. Gives it left side. Three ball is up, and it's good to make the score 14-8. Tigers still lead it, though, as Jada Golden's bringing the ball across the court on the right side to Watts. Watts to Arnold. Arnold on left wing. Inside pass. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay. No, it won't. It'll be West Georgia basketball. As Jada Golden checks out, Justina Butler checks back in for the Tigers. Here with 2:53 remaining. West Georgia has the ball right side. Left side pass. Wolves in the corner three. No good. Rebound goes to Bria Dent. Dent fighting for it. Goes out of bounds. And now they call a foul on West Georgia. Bria Dent gets up a little slowly. She says she's good. And so Bria Dent will stay in. On the court for the Tigers right now. Arnold, Lily, Bria Dent, Zoe Watts, Justina Butler. Butler gets the ball for the Tigers. She's coming the other way with it. Working against Bankston, top of the arc. She stops. Right side to Dent. Dent to Lauren Lilly. Lilly, right wing. Up top to Bria Dent. Dent, left side to Butler. Butler's got it. Top of the arc. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Right side to Lauren Lilly. Spot up three. Ball is up. No good. Rebound goes to West Georgia. Valencia Carroll. Carroll gets it to Bankston. Bankston crosses midcourt on the right side. Right side pass goes to Holder. Holder up top to Bankston. Bankston drives in. Pass is going to be stolen by Zoe Watts. She gets it to Dent. Dent coming the other way with it. And she's going to drive in. And a foul is going to be called on West Georgia. So I believe Bria Dent will head to the foul line. A blocking foul is going to be called on West Georgia. On Maya Timberlake. Lily sets to inbound it. She gives it to Dent. Dent to Butler. Butler, top of the arc. Right wing. Right to Lauren Lily. Lily in the corner. Inside pass. It's going to be blocked and go out of bounds. It'll stay Tiger basketball. So Butler gets it left side to Arnold. Arnold in the corner. Inside pass to Dent. Dent goes to work. Turn around. Jump shot's up and good for Bria Dent. Makes the score 16-8. Tigers are on top. Coming the other way is West Georgia. Holder. Left side to Bankston. Bankston. Inside pass goes directly out of bounds. So it'll be Tiger basketball. So Augusta Arnold checks back in for Lauren Lilly. Tasia Garrett-Hammett sits to inbound the basketball. West Georgia, full court pressing still. Butler handles it. Coming the other way for the Tigers. Crosses midcourt on the right side. She stops, gives it to Arnold. Arnold, right wing. Gives it to Tasia. Tasia, left side to Butler. Butler fakes the pass inside, gives it to Tasia. Tasia gives it right side to Bria Dent. Dent at 12 on the shot clock. Inside to Watts. Watts, pump fakes. Turns around, jump shots up. No good. Rebound goes to West Georgia. 55 seconds remain on the game clock here in the first period. Holder has it right wing. Spot up three ball is up. No good. Rebound goes to Justina Butler. 44 on the game clock, 30 on the shot clock. Butler to Dent. Dent goes in. Layup is up and good. Tigers' lead is now up to 10 here in the first period. West Georgia coming the other way with it. Carroll crosses midcourt, dribbles it right side, hands it off to Edwards. Back to Carroll. Carroll on the right wing. Inside pass goes to Verdell. She turns around, loses it, and back outside to Carroll, who shoots a spot up three. No good. Rebound is controlled by Arnold. Arnold going the other way with it. 13 on the game clock. Her layup is up. No good. And a foul is going to be called on Bria Dent. I believe that's her second of the ball game. And it is. So Bria checks out. So 10 seconds on the game clock for West Georgia. As Carroll drives in right side, she stops. Her floater is up. No good. Rebound goes to Augusta Arnold. At three, at two, at one. To Tasia at one. Layup is up. No good. Tough break there for the Tigers. Tasia misses the layup. But Tigers still have a 10-point lead here at Pruitt Hall Gymnasium over West Georgia here in Livingston, Alabama. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here in Livingston, Alabama. Tigers lead West Georgia 18-8. UWA so far out-rebounding West Georgia 11-9. Tigers have 6 assists here in the first period as West Georgia gets the ball to start the second period as Holder gets it right side to Campbell. Campbell throws it inside to Austin, who goes up. Layup is up and no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with it. No good. Ella Falcons with the rebound. Tiger lineup, Tasia, Garrett Hammett, Lauren Lilly, Ella Falcons, Jada Golden, and Justina Butler. Golden to Falcons, Falcons to Butler, Butler left wing. Up top to Lilly, right side to Golden. Top of the arc to Butler, left side to Lilly. Wide open, three ball is up, no good. Rebound goes to Justina Butler in the corner. She gets it up top to Golden. Golden looks at our bench to get the play. She gets it, left side to Lilly. Lily's got it, 10 on the shot clock. To Tasia. Tasia looks inside, drives in instead, spins around, out to Lily. Jump shot's up, and it's good. 20-8 is your score. Tigers are on top over West Georgia with 9:02 remaining here in the second period. Valencia Carroll crosses midcourt, top of the key. Inside pass goes to Timberlake. Timberlake spins around at the free throw line, steps back, jump shot's up, and it's good. Nothing but net. Jump shot there for Timberlake. Golden to Lily. Lily right side to Golden. Golden on the right wing. Dribbles it now. Top of the arc. Left side stops to Lily. Lily top of the key. Left side to Butler. Butler inside to Tasia. Tasia back out to Butler. Butler thought about a three. Gives it to Lily instead to Golden. Golden to Falcons at seven. At six. Spins around at four. Outside to Lily at two. Shot clock. Buzzer beater shots up. No good for Lauren Lily. Rebound controlled by West Georgia. Carroll coming the other way. Left side pass to Holder. Spot up three ball is up. No good. Rebound is controlled by West Georgia. Pass out to Campbell. Campbell drives in. Kicks it outside in the corner to Holder. Holder drives in. And she passes it to Campbell. Campbell left wing. Inside pass to Austin. She drives in right side. Stolen by Tasia Garrett Hammett. Ella Falcons got a hand on it. Tasia came up with it. Right side to Golden. Golden right wing now. Dribbles it, top of the arc, stops, pops, three ball up, no gain, it's good. Thought it was going to roll out, but it rolled in. 23-10, timeout Wolves. here at Pruitt Hall. We're going to take a short break. UWA leads by 13 with 7:35 remaining in the second period. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here on the campus of West Alabama. Tigers are facing West Georgia in today's GSC basketball game. The men's game will tip off about 30 minutes after the women's game. We'll have that for you on Sly 104.9, as well as our UW Athletics YouTube live stream. West Georgia's got the ball. Inside pass goes to Austin. Kicks it outside to Carter. Three ball is up and good for her to make the score 23-13 with 7:16 remaining here in the second period. Golden has it right side for the Tigers. Inside pass to Ella Falcons to Tasia. Tasia dribbles it right side, drives in, stops, layup is up, and it's good, and she's fouled on the play. So she'll head to the line to shoot one to convert an and one. On the court for the Tigers, Lauren Lilly, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, Ella Falcons, Augusta Arnold, Jada Golden, and Lauren Lilly for the Tigers. So 7:02 remaining in the second period. And the Tiger lead is 25-13. Tasia Garrett-Hammett adds to that to make it 26-13. Tigers are on top with 7:03 remaining in the ballgame. So Bankston bringing the ball up the court for the Wolves. Dribbles it left side. Pass goes to Carter. Carter up top to Carroll. Carroll, right side pass to Carter. Carter, right side pass in the corner. Three balls up. No good. Tasia Garrett-Hammett, the rebound. That was Bankston who shot it in the corner. And Jada Golden's now got it for the Tigers. On the right wing to Tasia. To Arnold, left wing. Arnold looks inside. Dribbles it, top of the key. Right side to Lilly. Lilly, right side to Golden on the right wing. Inside pass to Tasia. Tasia's got it. 12 on the shot clock. Spins around outside to Arnold. Arnold in the corner for three. And she buries it. 29-13. Tigers are on fire right now against West Georgia here in Pruitt Hall. And they're going to count that as a two, unfortunately. As Bankston has it, top of the key, dribbles it left side. On the left wing now, she stops. Cross-court pass goes to Carter. Carter drives in, stops, jump shots up, no good. Rebound Zoe Watts. Zoe gives it to Tasia. Tasia going the other way with it. Here with 5:55 remaining in the second period. Tasia hands it off to Golden. Golden on the right wing to Lilly. Lilly right wing to Tasia. Tasia to Golden. Golden to Tasia. Tasia to Arnold. Arnold right side. Inside to Zoe Watts. And it'll be stolen by Taya Campbell. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen now by Jada Golden. Golden coming the other way with it. Right side. Top of the key now. Dribbles it left side. Hand off to Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Tasia, top of the key. Calls for Jada Golden to get it. Golden comes to gets it. Hand off to Zoe Watts. Watts dribbles it left side. She stops to Tasia. Tasia at 9 on the shot clock. Tasia goes to work. Drives in. Outside pass to Golden. Jump shot's up. No good. Rebound goes to Valencia Carroll. Carroll now gives it to Carter. And Carter comes the other way with it for West Georgia. Right side pass to Campbell. Campbell up top to Carroll. Inside pass is going to go to Carter, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball off the hands of Sierra Carter. And Zoe Watts to trigger it in. She gets it to Golden. Golden bring the ball up the court for the Tigers. On the right side. Right side to Lauren Lilly. Lilly right wing up top to Arnold. Arnold to Watts. Watts to Golden. 15 remain on the shot clock. Right side to Lilly. Now at 12. Right side to Arnold at 10. Arnold to Golden. And now a foul is going to be issued against West Georgia's number 12, Sierra Carter, with 4:30 remaining in the second period. Jada Golden checks out for the Tigers. So Justina Butler, Zoe Watts, Tasia, Lauren Lilly, Augusta Arnold's your Tiger lineup. Butler's got it, top of the key. Right side to Lilly, to Watts. Watts to Lilly. Lilly dribbles it right side on the right wing. She stops. Up top to Arnold at 7. Left side to Butler. Spot up 3. Ball is up and no good. Rebound goes to Mariah Holder. Holder on the left side. On the left wing. She stops. Inside pass. And Tasia Garrett-Hammett comes up with it. Tasia gets it to Butler. Butler crosses midcourt. Top of the arc. 3:54 remaining in the first half. Pass goes to Lauren Lilly, and it's a rough pass, and it goes out of bounds. So it will be West Georgia basketball. With 3:51 remaining here in the first half, Tigers lead is 28-13 here against West Georgia. So Carroll drives in left side. Ripped away by Butler. Picked up by Wolf, as now it's going to be stolen again by the Tigers. Zoe Watts came up with that one. As Justina Butler's coming the other way with it. 3:35 remaining here in the second period. Lauren Lilly right side. Up top to Tasia. Tasia left side to Butler. Butler inside to Watts. Left block outside to Butler. Spot up 3. Ball is up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Wolves basketball. So Bankston, left side pass goes to Holder. Holder, left side to Campbell, who shoots a spot up 3. No good. And now a foul is going to be issued on, I believe, Zariah Bankston. And that is the case. So we've got 3:07 remaining in the second period here in Pruitt Hall. Ella Falcons, Justina Butler, Lauren Lilly, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, and Zoe Watts is your Tiger lineup. Falcons to inbound it, and she gets it to Butler. Butler crosses midcourt, left side to Lilly. Lilly on the left corner. Inside pass to Watts is going to be denied and stolen by Maya Timberlake. Timberlake coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt, top of the arc now. Cross-court pass left side to Holder. Holder in the corner, drives in, stops, jump shots up, and it's good. 28-15. Tigers lead it. With 2:41 remaining here in the second period, Butler, top of the key, going to work against Holder. 19 on the shot clock, 2:30 on the game clock. Left side to Lilly. Lilly, left wing, up top to Tasia. Tasia to Falcons. Falcons, hands off to Butler. Butler, top of the key, left side to Lilly. To Tasia. Tasia, left side, stops, drives, right side to Lilly, right side to Butler at 3, inside to Falcons at 2, turns around, puts one up, and no good. Rebound goes to West Georgia. Coming the other way with it is Holder. Holder, top of the key, drives in right side, and floater is up. No good, but it's a blocking foul. So West Georgia will inbound the basketball. They're going to say it was not a shooting foul. So West Georgia inbounds it. And it's going to be almost picked off by Lauren Lilly. Instead, Carroll gets in the corner. Up top to Timberlake. Timberlake back to Carroll. Spot up 3. Balls up. No good. Butler with the rebound. Butler coming the other way with it. Drives in left side. She brings it back out. And resets things here for the Tiger offense. 1:45 remaining in the second period. Tasia, left side to Lilly. Lilly in the corner. Inside pass to Falcons. Falcons picks it up. Throws up a layup. No good. Rebound goes to Valencia Carroll. Carroll crosses midcourt. Drives in left side. Floater and no. They're going to say she's fouled. By number 25. Is that what they say? Not 25. Yes, 25. Ronajah Verdell. And Ella Falcons checks out. for the Tigers. Carroll. At the line, first one's up and no good. Sets in for the second one. Second one is up. No good. Rebound goes to Zoe Watts. Watts to Golden. Golden walks things up here for the Tiger offense. On the right side. Gives it to Watts. Watts to Tasia. Tasia top of the key. Drives in right side, outside to Golden. Golden back to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Goes up strong. Layup is up and good to make the score 30-15. With 1 minute remaining here in the first half. Timberlake gets it up top to Holder. Holder, right side pass to Carroll. Carroll drives in right side. Jump shot's up. Jump shot's good. 30-17 is your score. Tigers still lead it with 45 left in the first half. Golden coming the other way for the Tigers. Walking it up the court. Dribbles it left side. Gets it to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key. Pump fakes, drives in left side. Outside to Golden. Spot up. Three balls up. No good. Rebound goes to West Georgia. Carroll coming the other way with it. Brings it back out. Resets things here as the shot clock is turned off. 18 on the game clock. Bankston has it top of the key at 10 seconds. And Bankston begins to go to work at 6. At 5, left wing, inside pass. Goes to Verdell at 2. And now they'll call a foul on Zoe Watts. And so 2.0 seconds is on the clock now. And Verdell at the line at the charity stripe. First one is up, and it's good. Make the score 30-18. Sets in for the second one. It is up, and it's good. Make the score 30-19. Golden gets it with one. Throws up a half-court shot, and it is no good. So, UWA heads to the locker room, leading West Georgia 30-19 here in Pruitt Hall Gymnasium. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we will bring you halftime team and individual stats. UWA leads West Georgia 30-19 on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to halftime here at Pruitt Hall, where UWA leads West Georgia 30-19. If you're watching on the live stream, you get to watch the entertainment of upward basketball from some kids in Livingston playing some basketball at halftime here. We're going to take a look at some team and individual stats for both teams. For West Georgia, Maya Timberlake with 2 points, 1 for 1 from the field, 1 foul, and played 10 minutes in the first half. Maya Mariah Holder, 2 points on 1-for-3 shooting from the field, 0-for-2 from deep, 3 rebounds, 14 minutes to play. Number 11, Valencia Carroll. Carroll with 2 points, 1-for-5 shooting, 0-for-2 from 3-point range, 0-for-2 from the foul line, 6 rebounds, and played 18 minutes there in the first half. Bankston, number 22, Zariah Bankston. No points, 0-for-3 shooting, 0-for-2 from the 3-point line, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 foul, 4 turnovers, and played 14 minutes in the first half. And Ranaja Verdell, 2 points, 0-for-1 shooting, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, and 1 turnover, and played 10 minutes. Number 12, Sierra Carter, 9 points, 3-for-6 shooting, 3-for-4 from the 3-point range, 1 rebound, 3 fouls, 7 minutes to play. And number 21, Jalen Austin, 2 points, 1-for-4 shooting, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 foul, 2 turnovers, and played 13 minutes. Number 24, Taya Campbell, no points, 0-for-3 shooting, 0-for-2 from the 3-point line, 3 turnovers, 13 minutes to play. And UWA, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, 6 points on 2-for-3 shooting, 2-for-3 from the foul line, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 foul, 1 turnover, and played 17 minutes in the first half. Jetta Golden, 5 points, 2-for-6 shooting, 1-for-5 from 3-point range, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 turnover, and played 14 minutes there in the first half. Lauren Lilly, 8 points, 3-for-6 shooting, 2-for-4 from 3-point range, 2 rebounds, 1 foul, 2 turnovers, and played 20 minutes in the first half. Justina Butler, no points, 0-for-5 shooting, 5 rebounds though, 1 assist, 1 foul, 15 minutes to play. Zoe Watts, no points, 2 rebounds, 1 foul, and played 13 minutes in the first half. Bria Dent, 9 points on 4-for-4 shooting, 1 rebound, 2 fouls, and played 8 minutes in the first half. Augusta Arnold, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and played 8 minutes there in the first half. Ella Falcons, no points, 1 rebound, and played 5 minutes for the Tigers in the first half. We'll take a look at some team stats for both teams here now. For UWG, 27% shooting with 7-for-26 from the field. From 3-point range, 3-for-12 shooting from 3-point range on 25%. 50% from the charity stripe, just 2-for-4 though. 10 turnovers, 2 points off of the Tiger turnovers. 19 total rebounds, 14 defensive. 5 offensive rebounds, no second chance points, 6 bench points, 4 points in the paint, no fast break points, 1 block, 4 steals, and 3 assists. UWA, 41% from the field on 12-for-29 shooting, 29% from the 3-point range, 4-for-14 from deep, 67% from the charity stripe, 2-for-3 shooting from the charity stripe, and 6 turnovers. 6 points off of turnovers, 18 total rebounds, 5 defensive, 3 offensive, 2 second chance points, 12 points in the paint, 2 bench points, 2 fast break points, no blocks, 7 steals, 8 assists for the Tigers. UWA led for 19 minutes and 16 seconds there in the first half, and the Wolves led for 23 seconds, and that was at the very beginning of the game. Tigers have led for basically the entire first half of the game. And so we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to look at some of the scores from going on around the conference here in the Gulf South. Again, halftime here at Pruitt Hall, 30-19 is your score. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall, where it's halftime here as UWA leads West Georgia 30-19. We're going to take a look at some other games going on in the conference today in women's basketball. We've got one game already gone final. Christian Brothers got the win 71-69 against Delta State. That game was played at Delta State. And Montevallo, Valdosta State, also playing right now. We're going to see if we can get a live score from that one. That game being played at Montevallo. And wow, Valdosta State's got a huge lead, 49-18 at halftime there in Montevallo, Alabama. As we look at the other scores, Mississippi College and Union playing today. That game in Jackson, Tennessee. See if we can get a live score for that one. 40-26 as they begin the third quarter there in Jackson, Tennessee. Union leads it. It going on up the road? Not really up the road. About 3 hours, 3.5 hours north here. Huntsville, Alabama is hosting Lee. And we'll see if we can get a live score for that one. 34-29, UAH leads it at halftime against Lee. And also going on today in the state of Alabama, AUM hosting West Florida. And at halftime, AUM leads West Florida 30-29 down in Montgomery, Alabama. And Shorter is playing Carver College tonight. That game is scheduled for 5 p.m. tip-off in Atlanta, Georgia. And kind of interesting, all GSC teams in the state of Alabama are hosting a game today. Interesting fun fact for the night. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will look ahead to the second half. UWA leads it at halftime, 30-19 against West Georgia. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 1049.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here at West Alabama. Got about 3 minutes until we begin the second half. Maybe not that much. The clock just froze on the scoreboard. But we'll stay here until we begin the second half. UWA doing a nice job attacking the paint. Looking at the Tigers players that play in the paint most of the time. It's Tasia Garrett-Hammett. She's got 6 points. Bria Dent's got 9. So we see it just about every game. The duo, Tasia and Bria, scoring a lot of baskets in the paint. As Tasia's got 6, Bria's got 9. Bria normally has got about 5 or 6 rebounds. Right now only at 1. So I would expect her to attack the glass more here in the second half. As she's only got 1 rebound, she averages a double-double for the Tigers. And, you know, you look at someone like Justina Butler, number 25 for the Tigers, 0 for 5 shooting, 0 for 4 from the 3-point range. She normally can get 1 or 2 threes made in a game. And she played 15 minutes, and she's got 5 rebounds that are huge rebounds for the Tigers. And that's something that you look at the stat sheet and you won't see. But she does have those 5 rebounds so far in the game. And even looking at plus-minus, Justina Butler, she's got a plus-minus of plus 11 right now. So that means that when she's on the court, UWA is winning the score by 11 points right now. And that's tied for the highest on the team. Tasia Garrett-Hammett also has 11 in that stat. Another impressive stat, Jada Golden, Lauren Lilly, both at plus 9. And when you're ahead by 11, you know, most everybody's going to be in the plus, but still something positive to look at. And average possession time for the Tigers has been about 20 seconds. Points per possession is .882. Tigers have had 34 possessions in the ball game. So that's pretty good to see that many amount of points scored for the Tigers per possession. And the Tigers led for the entire of the first half, except for, I believe, 23 seconds, there early in the ball game, in the first minute of the game, was when West Georgia led for a little bit there. But Tigers have held on strong here in this one against West Georgia. Tigers, this game, looking to move to 14-8 overall. Again, a tough loss down at Shorter, but Tigers still in good position to roll off a few wins here late in the season. Host UAH on Wednesday, and then head up to Union. Union, one of the best teams in the country, not just the conference, but in the whole country. So a good opportunity for our women's team to get a win up there, as well as our men's team. As Tigers take the floor, West Georgia takes the floor. As we begin the second half here in Livingston, Jada Golden, Justina Butler, Bria Dent, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, and Lauren Lilly is your Tiger Five. And we are underway here in the second half as Butler has it right side. She gets it to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key, left side to Bria Dent. Dent up top to Butler. Butler on the right wing now. Pump fakes up top to Golden. Left side to Lilly. Lilly pump fakes. Inside pass to Tasia, goes out of bounds, so it will be UWG basketball. So UWG coming the other way with it is Bankston, top of the key. Left side pass. Top of the key, pass goes to Holder. Holder, top of the arc, left side to Carter. Carter, spot up three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound is controlled by Lauren Lilly. Tigers go the other way with it. It's Jada Golden. Crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Dribbles it right side to Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia, right side to Butler. Butler fakes the pass up top to Lily. Left wing to Golden. Inside pass to Tasia. She goes to work. Layup is up and good. She's fouled. She'll head to the line to shoot one. And that's what Tasia Garrett Hammett can do. She is the reigning GSC Player of the Week. As she sits in trying to convert an and one with 9:04 remaining here in the third period. It is up. Oh, and it rolls in and out. Rolled all the way around the rim before it fell out. So 9 minutes remaining. Tigers lead is up 32-19. UWG's got the ball. Holder. Left side pass to Carter. Carter in the corner. Dribbles it now. Dribbles it up top. Left side pass to Bankston. She drives in. Goes up. Layup is up and good. To make the score 32-21. Jada Golden has it for the Tigers. She's coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt. UWG playing man-to-man defense here, it looks like. Lily, left wing, dribbles it up to Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden on the right wing. Stops. Left side to Dent. Dent top of the key. Left side to Butler. Butler inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Outside to Golden. Golden drives in, stops, jump shots up, and it's good. 34-21. Tigers lead is 13. Carter goes to work against Butler. Stops on the right side. Up top to Holder. Holder, left side pass to Bankston. Bankston, left side to Campbell. Campbell, inside pass, is going to be batted away and stolen by Tasia Garrett Hammett, who gets it to Butler. Butler, top of the key. Right side to Golden. Golden, up top to Tasia. Tasia to Butler. Butler to Tasia. Tasia to Lily. Lily to Golden. To Butler. Inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Outside to Butler. Spot up, three ball is up. And she buries it. 37-21, Tigers lead. My goodness. 7:32 remaining here in the third period. The Tigers lead is now up to 16. As Carter, inside pass, goes to Austin. And she's going to be tied up and whistled for a foul. It's going to be a Tiger. Number 5, Lauren Lilly. So 7:22 remaining. Here in the ball game, third period, excuse me. The pass, and the layup is up and no good. Rebound goes to Austin. She goes up, can't get it to go, gets her own rebound. Putback is up and no good. Bria Dent finally gets the rebound for the Tigers, and she's coming the other way with it. Inside pass to Lily. She lays it up. No good. Jada going with the rebound. Golden throws it outside to Tasia. Tasia to Lily. Lily on the block to Dent. Dent almost lost it. Got it back. Pump fake goes up strong. Count the basket, 39-21, Tigers lead. Now timeout will be taken by UWG, so we'll take a quick break. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Supply 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall. Tigers lead West Georgia in women's basketball 39-21 with 6:49 remaining in the third period. UWG's got the ball. Right side to Campbell. Campbell on the right wing. She stops. Inside pass. Passes it back out to Carter. Spot up. Three balls up. No good. Rebound goes to Jada Golden. Golden coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt. Stops. Gets it right side to Watts. Watts, right side to Lilly. Lilly to Butler to Golden. Golden left wing, inside pass to Watts. Watts on the block, goes to work, spins around, layup is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Sierra Carter. Carter coming the other way with it for the Wolves. Top of the key, right side to Campbell. Spot up three, ball is up, no good. In and out, Dent rebound. Dent coming the other way with it for the Tigers. Hands it off to Golden. Golden, right side to Lilly. Lilly on the right wing to Watts. Spot up, jump shots up, and good for Zoe Watts. Lead is now up to 20 for your UWA women's basketball team. 41-21 is your score. Carroll, top of the arc. She stops, dribbles it left side. Outside pass goes to Campbell. Campbell in the corner, inside pass, almost stolen by Tiger. Kicked it out to Carter for a jump shot, no good. And Austin is going to try and save it, but she steps on the line. So it'll be Tiger basketball with 5:31 remaining here in the third period. So Jada Golden bring the ball across the court for the Tigers. Dribbles it right side, hand off to Dent, hand off to Watts, hand off to Golden. Looking like the Globetrotters. Left side to Bria Dent. Dent drives in, spins around, kicks it outside to Lilly. Right side to Butler. Spot up, three balls up, no good. Rebound controlled by UWG. Going the other way with it is Carter. Carter drives in, and a foul's going to be called with 5:06 remaining. On Lauren Lilly, a blocking foul. And that will send Sierra Carter to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. Tasia Garrett Hammett, Augusta Arnold set to check in. Lauren Lilly comes out. Zoe Watts comes out. Carter, first one is up, and it's good. 41-22 is now your score. 5:06 remaining here in the third period. Again, we'll have the men's game for you on Sly 104.9, as well as on our UWA Athletics YouTube live stream. Baseball also going on today. Carter, the second free throw up and good. 41-23 score now here in the third period as Tasia Garrett Hammett gets the ball, hands it back off to Dent. Dent to Arnold. Arnold back to Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden back to Dent. Tigers cross midcourt. They beat UWG's press. Golden to Dent. Dent, top of the key, left side to Butler. Butler on the left wing, up top to Arnold. Arnold, right side pass, goes out of bounds. Trying to hit a Jada Golden. Tough pass there by Augusta Arnold. Again, UWA is out without Jayla Williams. So, she is one of the Tigers' point guards. It's good to see Arnold getting some experience here. As a timeout's been called, UWA leads at 41-23 with 4:46 remaining in the third period. You're listening to UWA Athletics on Slot 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Back to Pruitt Hall here on the campus of West Alabama. UWA leads West Georgia 41-23. Bankston has the ball. She crosses midcourt, dribbles it right side, guarded by Arnold. Bankston, top of the key to Carter. Carter, left side pass goes to Timberlake. Timberlake drives in. She stops, top of the key, right side to Bankston. Bankston, right wing, inside pass. And that's Verdell. She kicks it outside to Bankston, who drives in. Outside pass to Carroll. Spot up, three balls up. No good. Teja Garrett-Hammett with the rebound. UWG is shooting the ball 18% from deep. It's Teja Garrett-Hammett crosses midcourt on the right wing. Drives in all the way. Out to Arnold. Arnold drives in. Jump shots up. No good. Rebound almost controlled by Bria Dent. She about had it in her fingertips, but it was too far for her to reach it. So it goes out of bounds. And it'll be UWG basketball as they inbound it. Bankston, left side pass, goes to Carter. Left side to Timberlake. Timberlake, left wing, up top to Carter. Inside pass, outside pass goes to Carter. She drives in, layup is up, and good. Count the basket, the foul, as that makes the score 41-25. UWG trailing this one. UWA on top. 41-25. Excuse me, that was Valencia Carroll. Carroll at the line, shooting one. And it's up, and it's good. 41-26. UWA leads it. 3:54 remaining in the third period. Dent to Arnold. Arnold fakes the pass. Back to Dent. Dent crosses midcourt. Being double-teamed. In a trap to Arnold. Right side. Arnold back to Jada Golden on the right wing. Golden to Arnold. Arnold right side. Gets it to Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden left wing. To Arnold, cutting. Arnold goes up strong. Count the basket, the foul. 43-26 is your score. 3.5 minutes remaining in the third period. What a bucket by Augusta Arnold. Arnold's got 4 points now, along with 2 rebounds, 2 assists in the ball game. Free throws up. No good. Rebound by Bria Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden on the right wing. 3:27 to play here in the third period. Golden to Teja, top of the key. Left side to Arnold. Arnold, left wing. Gets Butler. Butler, top of the key. Right side to Golden. Golden drives in at 4, at 3. Stops. Jump shots up. Rebound Bria Dent. She throws it up again. Rolls around. No good. Rebound controlled by UWG. Carter, left side to Bankston. Bankston, inside pass goes to Verdell on the block. Layup is up. No good. Rebound. They're going to call a foul on Bria Dent. And that's a questionable call there. As Lauren Lilly checks in, Coach Rusty Cram not happy about that, and I don't blame him. Very confusing call there. And now we have a tough call there. Tough whistle as Bria Dent now picks up her third personal foul. And she heads to the bench. The Tiger lineup. Arnold, Teja, Watts, Butler, and Lily. As UWG shoots a quick three. No good. Rebound controlled. Well, now they call a foul on number 2, Maya Timberlake. So we got 2:50 remaining. Coach Rusty Cram still asking about that call. Still doesn't get an explanation that he's happy about. Butler crosses midcourt. Dribbles it left side to Watts. Watts, top of the arc. Right side to Lily. Lily on the right wing. Pump fakes to Arnold. Arnold, top of the key. Left side to Butler. Butler gets it. And inside pass to Watts. Watts on the block. Back out to Butler. Butler to Lily. To Arnold. Arnold at 7. Inside to Teja at 5. Turnaround. Layup is up. No good, but she's fouled. So she'll head to the foul line to shoot 2. 43-26, 2:23 remaining in the third period. This GSC game. Teja sets in at the charity stripe. Teja sets in. Teja tonight's got 8 points. 50% from the line tonight. First one's up. And it's good. 44-26 is your score. With 2:23 remaining in the ballgame. Third period, excuse me. Sets in. Second one's up. Second one's good. 45-26 is the Tiger lead. UWG gets the ball. Sierra Carter crosses midcourt, right side, guarded by Arnold. Top of the arc pass is going to be stolen by Lauren Lilly. Lily's going the other way. Lily stops on the right wing. Inside to Teja. Teja, pump fakes, goes up. Layup is good. 47-26. Tigers lead by 21. Inside pass goes to Timberlake. She drives in, steps back. Outside pass goes to Carter. Carter, left side pass to Holder. Holder's got it. 16 on the shot clock. Left wing, spot up, three balls up. No good. Rebound goes to Lauren Lilly. Lilly throws it up to Arnold. Arnold drives in light, right side. Layup is up and good. 49-26, 1:40 remaining in the ball game. Third period. Carter inside to Timberlake. Timberlake at the free throw line. Back out to Carter. Right side pass to Carroll. Carroll inside pass to Verdell. She goes up. Shots blocked by Watts. It'll be West Georgia basketball. With 1:23 remaining. And inbound pass. Right side to Holder in the corner. Three balls up, and it's good to cut the UWA lead to 20. Butler, top of the key, left side. Dribbles it, gives it to Watts. Watts, right side to Lilly. Lilly gives it to Arnold, top of the key, left side to Butler, and a foul's going to be called on UWG. So Justina Butler will head to the foul line. We got 1 minute remaining here in the third period as Butler sets in. Free throws up. Free throws good to make the score 50-29. Second one's up and hits every part of the rim before it rolled out. Rebound control. Stolen by Lauren Lilly. Lilly finds Butler cutting. Butler all alone. Layup is up. No good. Rebound West Georgia. As Carter's going the other way. Top of the key. She drives in. Floater is up and she's fouled. So she'll head to the line to shoot two. On 25, Justina Butler. Jada Golden will check in for Justina Butler. And now a technical foul has been issued on West Georgia number 3, Mariah Holder. Not sure what she said or did. But we'll take it as Carter, first free throw is no good. So she's shooting her free throws right now all alone, and then UWA will shoot their free throws as Carter misses both of them to keep the score at 50-29. Now, Zoe Watts will shoot the free throws for the Tigers. Again, 47 seconds left after the technical foul by Mariah Holder. Watts, the first one is up, and it's good, 51-29. And Ella Falcons is going to check in. Second free throw up by Watts is no good to keep the score 51-29. 47.6 seconds remaining in the third period. Falcons gets Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Tasia with 12 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists in today's game. Zoe Watts set to trigger it in. She gets it to Lilly. Lilly. Top of the key, hands it off to Golden. Golden on the right side, top of the key now, dribbles the left side to Arnold. Arnold, left wing, inside pass to Falcons. Falcons goes to work, layup is up and no good. And scrambling for the loose ball, they're going to call a jump ball. Possession error is in favor of the Wolves. So it's 33 and a half seconds left. UWG has the ball, coming the other way with it. 51-29, Tigers are on top. 27 on the shot clock, 28 on the game clock. Inside pass. Floater is up and good to make the score 51-31. And UWA lost the ball in the inbound. So it'll be UWG ball with 21 seconds left. Campbell set to trigger it in for the Wolves. She gets it up top to Carroll. Carroll at 18 on the game clock. Shot clock turned off here at Pruitt Hall in Livingston, Alabama. To close the third period, Carroll dribbles it left wing. Calls for a screen. She gets it. She drives in at 9. Layup is up. And now they call a late whistle on 24 Ella Falcons for the Tigers. So 7 seconds remaining. And Carroll heads to the charity stripe to shoot two. First one's up, and it's good. 51-32 here in the third period with 7 seconds left. Second one's up, and no good. Zoe Watts with the rebound. Watts gives it to Golden. Golden at 4, at 3, at 2, at 1, and ball's going to go out of bounds with 0.5 seconds left. It'll be Tiger basketball. Lauren Lilly set to inbound it. Lilly set to inbound it. Golden catches it. And that will end the half, or excuse me, the third period. We head to the fourth period. Tigers are leading West Georgia 51-32 here in Pruitt Hall. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall as UWA leads West Georgia as we begin the fourth period here in this GSC women's basketball game. 51-32. It'll be Tiger basketball to begin the fourth period as Jada Golden gets it, dribbles it to the top of the key. On the right wing, up left side to Lilly. Lilly inside to Tasia. Tasia tries to get it inside to Dent, can't do it, but Tasia gets it back and the layup is up and good to make the score 53-32. And now we have a injured player for West Georgia. Looked like Campbell was a little slow to get up, but she's all right. She walks it off. Stays in the ball game. As Carroll gets it up top to Edwards. Edwards left side to Campbell. Campbell back to Edwards. Edwards, excuse me, that's Carroll. Carroll inside pass goes to Austin. Turnaround fadeaway jump shot's up and good to make the score 53-34. With 9:20 remaining in the ball game. Dent crosses midcourt, spins around, hands it off to Golden. Golden dribbles it right side, top of the key now, left side to Butler. Butler fakes the pass inside, gets it to Tasia. Tasia at the free throw line, pump fakes, drives in right side to Golden. Golden at 7, at 6, right side to Lilly, inside to Tasia at 4. Tasia at 3, puts up a layup, no good, rebound goes to West Georgia. As Carroll has it, right wing, inside pass, goes to Austin. Austin, outside pass to Campbell, left wing. Campbell, right side to Carroll. Carroll drives in, gets double team, gets trapped, needs help. Foul called now on the Tigers. So 8:30 remaining as UWG set to inbound it, and they do that. Get it to Edwards. Edwards right side to Carroll. Spot up three balls up. No good. Rebound controlled by, they're scrambling for it. Fought for, controlled by UWG. Now Tasia Garrett Hammett gets it, and my goodness, blow the whistle as finally they blow the whistle and issue it a jump ball. will be Tiger basketball as they call the jump ball. So Jada Golden gets it for the Tigers. Back to Dent. 8:18 remaining here in the ballgame. As Dent crosses midcourt, Tigers lead 53-34 here at Pruitt Hall in Livingston, Alabama. Golden, right side, top of the key, dribbles it left side, stops. Left wing, pump fakes to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key, right side to Lauren Lilly. Lilly, up top to Golden, spot up three, ball is up, and she buries it. 56-34, 7:57 remaining in the ballgame. What a shot by Jada Golden, my goodness. Top of the key, spot up three ball. Jada now has got 10 points in the game. As inside pass to Carroll, wide open layup is up and good for West Georgia to bring them within 20. Dent to Tasia, Tasia to Bria Dent, and it's batted out of bounds by Carroll. So 7:34 remaining. Dent calls up the play and inbounds it to Tasia. Tasia back to Dent. Dent goes to work against Carter. Carter. Dent crosses midcourt, spins around, and a 10-second violation is called on Bria Dent. Bria Dent was trying to get help from her teammates, and her teammates couldn't get to her. And so it's West Georgia basketball. 7:24 remaining here in the ballgame. Carter, right side pass to Carroll. Inside pass. Layup is up, no good, but a foul is called. 7:18 remaining. Good crowd here at Pruitt Hall. First free throw is up and good to make the score 56-37. Sets in, second free throw up. No good. Rebound goes to Lauren Lilly. Lilly coming the other way with it. Hands it off to Golden. And now Golden's coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt, top of the key. To Lilly. Lilly on the right wing. To Dent. Dent at the free throw line. Pump fakes, drives in left side. To Tasia. What a pass by Bria Dent. And Tasia Garrett-Hammett lays it in for two. 58-37, 6:55 remaining in the ballgame. Campbell, right side, top of the key to Carroll. Carroll, left side to Carter, three ball is up, and she hits it. 58-40 is your score. As Dent gets it to Golden, back to Dent. Dent gets it ahead to Lauren Lilly. Lilly hands it off to Golden. Back to Lilly. Lilly to Dent. Dent, top of the key, left side to Golden. Golden to Dent, top of the arc. Takes the pass, gets it to Butler. Butler, right wing. Inside pass to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Outside to Lauren Lilly. At three. Spot up three ball, and she hits it. 61-40. Timeout taken by Coach Rusty Cram. Tigers lead is 21 with 6:11 remaining in the ballgame. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here on the campus of West Alabama. UWA currently leads West Georgia 61-40 with 6 minutes and 11 seconds left in the ballgame. And now, our official stop play. So some confusion on the Tiger lineup. So Tiger lineup, Justina Butler, Jada Golden, Bria Dent, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, and Zoe Watts. Campbell picks it up, top of the arc. Fakes the pass, inside pass goes to Timberlake, who drives in left side, left short corner now, drives back in. Jump shot's up, no good. So that foul's going to be on Bria Dent. Timberlake will head to the line to shoot two. Excuse me, that foul's on Jada Golden. That's her first foul of the game. So Timberlake sets in, first one's up. No good. The score stays at 61-40. UWA leads it. Timberlake, 2 points so far today. Two assists. Second free throw up. And no good. Rebound goes to Timberlake. And she kicks it outside to Carter. Carter back to Timberlake. Shoots a three. Misses it. Rebound Jada Golden. Tigers come the other way with it. Golden crosses midcourt. Left side to Tasia. Tasia left side to Bria Dent. Dent left corner. Dent cross court to Jada Golden on the right wing. Golden to Tasia, and it's going to be stolen by Sierra Carter. Carter all alone. Layup is up. No good. Rebound Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Fortunate break there for the Tigers as Jada Golden gets it on the right side. Golden, right side to Bria Dent. Dent, right wing. Looks inside to Watts. Top of the key. Spot up. Jump shot's up. And no good. Rebound goes to Valencia Carroll. Carroll coming the other way with it. Stops. Left side pass to Campbell. Campbell, spot up. Three balls up. No good. Rebound is going to be now a foul's issued on Justina Butler. Another tough call there. Tiger bench not happy about it. And I think I agree with him. As Lauren Lilly's going to check in now for Justina Butler. Butler has got 4 fouls in the ball game, along with 4 points and 5 rebounds. Campbell inbounds it and batted around and controlled by UWG in the corner. Carter, spot up, 3 balls up, and it's good to make the score 61-43. Watts to Golden. Golden back to Watts. Watts to Lily. 4:41 remaining on the game clock. Tigers lead is 61-43. To Dent. Dent right side. Dent up top to Watts. Watts to Golden. Golden left wing. Takes a pass to Watts. Watts now has it. Inside pass to Tasia. Tasia on the block. She goes to work. She spins around. Layup is up. No good. Rebounds controlled by Sierra Carter. Carter on the left wing. She stops. Jump shot's up. No good. Rebound Jada Golden. Golden crosses midcourt. Right side to Dent. Dent to Lily. Lily in the corner. Inside pass is going to be batted out of bounds. So it'll stay Tiger basketball with 4 minutes on the clock. So Lauren Lilly sets a trigger in. Gets it to Golden. Golden on the right wing. Top of the key. 14 on the shot clock. Golden looks to Watts. Watts at 10. Lilly at 9. At 8 to Golden at 6. Golden left side to Dent at 5. 3 ball is up. 3 ball is good. 64-43. 3:44 remaining in the ball game. West Georgia has nobody down to get the ball. And now Campbell finally comes down and gets it. And she throws it back to Carter. Carter, top of the key, dribbles it. Right side, driving in. Floater is up. No good. Tough shot there. Bria Dent, rebound. Dent is going to be fouled hard at midcourt by Sierra Carter. Tough foul there. Bria Dent, a little slow to get up, walking it off. Might have been a frustration foul there by Carter. So Zoe Watts set to trigger it in with 3:23 remaining. Golden, top of the key, dribbles it left side, stops to Tasia. Tasia, top of the arc, right side to Lily. Lily to Dent. Dent, left side to Golden. Golden on the left wing. Inside pass to Tasia. Tasia on the block and throws it out of bounds off the hands of Lauren Lily. So 3:05 on the game clock. 64-43 is the score. Jump shot by UWG is no good. Watts with the rebound. Watts to Tasia. Tasia being double teamed. Tasia in trouble. Throws it up ahead to Lily. Lily crosses midcourt finally. Top of the arc. Driving in all the way. She stops. Floaters up. And it's good, but she's fouled. Or she fouls. She committed an offensive charge. So 2:44 remaining. 64-43. UWA on top against West Georgia. Bankston dribbles the right side on the right wing. Hands it off to Edwards. Edwards back to Bankston. Bankston. Inside pass. Goes to Austin. Layup is up. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Going to be controlled by UWG. Now fouls called. And so now, Lauren Lily checks out. Mia McCarthy checks in for the Tigers. And UWG shooting free throws. First one is up and good. 64-44. The second one is up, and it's good. 64-45 now is the score with 2.5 minutes remaining in the ballgame. UWG full court pressing here as Jane McDonald checks into the game. Tasia sets in, gets it to Golden. Golden back to Tasia. Tasia to Dent. Dent back to Tasia. Tasia working against the full court press here. Finally crosses midcourt with time to spare. 2:10 remaining in the ballgame. McCarthy right side, up top to Tasia. Tasia left side to Golden. Golden on the left wing, up top to Tasia. Tasia right side to Dent, inside to Watts. Foul is called on Zoe Watts. An offensive foul is called. .202 remaining. Tigers lead 64-45 here on Sly 104.9. The inbound pass for West Georgia. Bankston crosses midcourt, right side, up top to Edwards. Edwards drives in left side, and it's going to be stolen by Jada Golden. Golden coming the other way with it on the left wing. She stops, resets, lets everybody get down here. And Golden has it left side with 22 on the shot clock, 1:42 remaining on the game clock. Golden on the right wing to Watts. Watts to Dent. Dent to Tasia. Tasia on the post, goes to work, turns around, layup is up and good. 66-45 is your score. As Bankston, top of the key, left side pass to Timberlake. Timberlake at top of the key, drives in left side, step back jump shot's up, and it's good. 66-47 with a minute 12 remaining in the ballgame. Tasia coming the other way, crosses midcourt. And now Coach Cram will call a timeout for substitutions. He checks in Rose Smith, number 12, just for substitutions. That's the timeout used, but we'll continue playing here. So McCarthy inbounds it to Golden. Smith, Dent, Watts, Golden, McCarthy, Tiger lineup. Watts to Dent. Dent, left wing to Watts, top of the arc. Watts to Golden. Golden on the right side. 7 on the shot clock. Golden, top of the arc. Fires a 3. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Zoe Watts controls it. Watts to Golden. And shot clock resets with 40 seconds on the game clock. Golden dribbles it left side. Golden to Dent. Dent calls for a screen. She gets it at 6. At 5. Fires a 3. No good. Rebound is controlled by Bankston for UWG. Crosses midcourt on the right side. She stops, drives in all the way. Layup is up and no good, but she's fouled with 22 seconds left. So now Bria Dent checks out. Dent, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and played 25 minutes. First free throw by UWG is up, and no good. 66-47. Sets in, second free throw's up, and good. 66-48 now, as Augusta Arnold inbounds it to Golden. 20 on the game clock, shot clock turned off. Golden crosses midcourt on the right side to Watts, to Arnold. Arnold left side, Arnold to McCarthy, top of the arc. McCarthy to Golden. Golden right side at 5, at 4, at 3, at 2, and she'll hold it and dribble it out. And the Tigers will win this one here in Pruitt Hall. And that is the ball game. Tigers hold on for the win, 66-48 against UWG here in the Gulf South Conference women's basketball game. UWA improves to 14-8 overall. West Georgia falls to 8-12 on the season. And in conference play, UWA now 8-6. In fifth place behind West Florida. So that's going to do it. And we will start them in here in about 30 minutes or so.